Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Conor McGregor strikes a plea deal. According to TMZ, his felony case has been dropped and he's sentenced to anger management. He's not going to spend 1 second in jail. And it's hugely significant because if he was convicted of a violent felony, he could have been deported, which would have been a major impact on the UFC career. So see what happened? Somebody saved that purse. What had happened was, inside a Brooklyn courtroom today, Conor accepted a plea deal in which the felony count was dismissed. Now, pled guilty to a misdemeanor disorderly conduct charge, sentenced to 5 days of community service, ordered to pay the damage he caused to a bus, and ordered to complete an anger management course. You know, I kind of thought about Chris Brown, right? But then I thought that was a bus, and then that was a person. Anyway, outside the courtroom, Conor issued a short statement. I just want to say I'm thankful for the DA and the judge for allowing me to move forward. I want to say to my friends, my family, my fans, thank you for your support. Go to TMZ.com for the details. Triple X or XXXTentacion's murder may be solved. The third suspect has been busted. Again, according to TMZ.com, the third suspect has been tracked down in Georgia. Robert Allen is his name, and he was arrested yesterday. According to jail records, he's currently being held in Dodge County. The Marshals Fugitive Task Force reportedly found him at his sister's house in Eastman, Georgia. Cops say that his sister was cooperative when officers showed up to make the bust. Allen was the guy who was originally wanted as a person of interest because he was caught on surveillance outside the motorcycle dealership. Well, XXX was moments before his murder, and it was reported a grand jury indicted him last week for first-degree murder and armed robbery with a firearm. That has been the third suspect in the case. He will be extradited to Florida to face charges along with two others, Michael Boatwright, Dietrich Williams, and Trayvon Newsom, who cops have named as trigger man in the rapper's murder, the only suspect still at large. Drake says he wants a woman that hasn't been with other celebrities. This is going to be a hard search, guys. Drake has given a few clues as to the type of women that he may be interested in wifing up. The 31-year-old rapper posted a photo of two dogs sweetly lying on the floor together with the caption, "Me when I find a shorty that didn't slash anyone famous yet." No word on Drake's current relationship status. He's still single. He has been rumored to date Serena Williams, J-Lo, Johnny Blaze, and Bernice Burgos. Russell Simmons, I guess this whole Me Too movement's hitting him hard. He's selling off some of his real estate in the middle of a rape allegations crisis. The business mogul, according to the Jasmine brand, is looking to unload his pricey L.A. mansion for $8.25 million. The mogul is also closing shop on a property in L.A. It's this yoga studio by the end of the month. He's been looking to sell his New York penthouse for $9.2 million as well. He's planning to move out of the country, possibly Indonesia, which has no extradition treaties with the U.S., which could work in his favor in case he ends up being charged with a crime. That's smart. So basically, he's moving to Indonesia. Is that what I'm getting? Okay.